this morning of the Transport Minister is, could we see another rail fail? It was just over 2 years ago when QR began to spiral into chaos, you might say, announcing mass cancellations across the network, and that was just prior to the opening of the Redcliffe Peninsula line. Since then, the rail timetable has been operating on reduced services. Now there's concerns about a new driver enterprise agreement. Loretta, this agreement, it would effectively allow for more meal breaks.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. More meal breaks, but could that lead to further service reductions? Queensland's Transport Minister is Mark Bailey and joins us. Good morning, Minister.
Good morning.
Does the union have a stranglehold on Queensland Rail?
No, certainly not. And look, Queensland Rail has assured me that there certainly will be no downgrades because of any adjustments to the meal break. So people can be confident about that. And, of course, we're seeing improvements return to the network. We've seen the full timetable kept now for the last two holiday periods. So that's a sign that with more drivers coming into the system, that the system's improving. And, of course, with 1.7 million additional rail trips in the last financial year, we're seeing passengers come back to the system. They're voting with their feet. That's a good sign that things are improving.
So, Mark Bailey, can you offer a guarantee this morning that with these extra meal breaks or a split meal break that the drivers will have as of February next year, is my understanding, that there will be no impact on services?
Yeah, Queensland Rail had assured me of that, and they actually said this, Craig, at the Estimates Committee in July. So this is something that's been out here for some time, and it's been assured by Queensland Rail, and so, yeah, absolutely, this is well known.
You've talked about the stabilisation of the service. Is stable good enough of Queensland Rail?
Improvements is what we want, and that's what we're seeing, Craig. So we saw the train drivers, we had a net reduction of train drivers of 48 under the previous LNP government when they knew that six new stations were opening and a whole new line in 2016 and the Commonwealth Games coming straight after. And we've trained now 109 train drivers who are out in the system now, who are new. We've got 92 being trained as we speak. We've had a net gain of 53, and we've reduced those training times down from 18 months down to 13 months. So we're getting them out quicker, and that's giving us the ability to keep the full-time table for the last two school holidays period. So it's a sign that things are improving.
You've talked about the 109 new drivers being trained, but only a net gain of 53 right now. Does that mean that drivers aren't happy with current conditions and that they're leaving the organisation when right now you need them to be staying, don't you?
No, not at all, Craig. With drivers, you'll get a natural level of attrition like you will with any workforce. There's all sorts of issues that occur. And, of course, train drivers, things happen sometimes on the network. It's not an easy job. You've got the safety of 900 people under your carriage all the time. So it's actually a job that, you know, that they take very seriously. And so we ordinarily lose and have done for a long time a couple per month through retirements and etc., and other factors. So there's always going to be some natural attrition. That's normal. But what we're seeing is that we're training drivers quicker, and we're getting more of them out into the system, and we're recovering from, you know, that shortage that we saw under the previous government, where they were relying too much on overtime, and they were cutting drivers basically. And at a time when they knew the whole system was going to have a huge expansion only 2 years later, so. That sort of incompetence, it was regrettable, but we're recovering, and we've got a clear plan to do that.
Queensland's Transport Minister Mark Bailey is with us talking about QR. Now, driver productivity is measured in footplate time, Minister, and, of course, the amount of time that a driver is physically driving a train. Queensland Rail drivers are averaging around 30% of their shift. What are they doing for the other two-thirds of the day?
Well, there's a whole lot of things that you do as a driver. Of course, the footplate time is only one part of your job. You're often moving trains in and out of yards. You're travelling to where your job is. You're doing things before and after your shift as part of your safety procedures and that sort of thing. So, you know, like any job, there's a whole range of activities that aren't just about, you know, what's the headline thing about what your job is, and just as your job would have something, your time on the shore in terms of talking to the public is probably only a minority time of, you know, what you do to prepare leading up to in your research, that sort of thing. Same thing for train drivers, that's always been the case.
A little bit different to compare talking on the radio to driving a train, Minister, but that 30% figure, does that meet the productivity targets that has been set by QR?
Well, look, that figure varies a little bit from month to month, and there's been some improvements over time since the previous government. But it's a measurement that we keep a track of, that we obviously want to see it as good as possible. But in terms of actual time driving the train, that is an important part of the job, but it's a whole lot of other parts of the job as well.
What is the target for footplate time?
Look, off the top of my head, I couldn't actually tell you what there's a specific target that we've set, but it is something that we monitor, obviously we like to see it within a certain range, and that's pretty normal.
The Transport Minister is Mark Bailey. He's with you on ABC Radio Brisbane at 18 to 9. You talk about the stabilisation of the network, the improvements, but recent analysis by advocacy group Rail Back on Track, they looked at peak on-time data, and it revealed 8 out of the 12 passenger lines failed to meet the strict targets in the month of October. Does that really show that there are improvements being made?
Look, you can take data from a short period of time and make them look good or make them look bad, Craig. What the normal way of measuring this is over a quarter, and what we've seen is for 5 quarters in a row, we've been above our 95% on-time running target. Queensland has the toughest on-time running criteria of anywhere in the country, in fact, much tougher than Victoria and New South Wales, which are easier to achieve. And we've seen now for 5 quarters, that's a year, more than a year, our on-time running's been above 95%.
Yeah, and Rail Back on Track said the first half of the year was pretty good, but it's actually performance has declined as far as that on-time data is concerned in the second half of this year.
Well, look, of course, from quarter to quarter, the numbers are never going to be exactly the same. But what we've seen is that compared to that period before the last year and a quarter, the on-time running has improved considerably. You've got to take the number across the quarter. You get the trends then across all lines, across a decent amount of period. If you want to cherry pick data from 1 month, that's fine. But, you know, you can easily do that either way. But what we're seeing is the trend is that on-time running has been improving, and we've been hitting our targets now for over a year. And we are tough, you know, much tougher than most other states.
When it comes to that on-time data, the NGR fleet, the new trains aren't included in that. Should they be?
Yeah, but it will be, Craig. I've previously indicated that because the NGR trains were ordered from overseas by the LNP previous government, that they were treated differently by QR. But of course, for commuters, they just want to know what the overall performance is. And so I've asked Queensland Rail to combine those, and that will start from early next year. So that's easy enough to do. And in fact, if you either with NGR in or NGR out, we're seeing that the performance is still very good, and we're meeting our targets in terms of on-time running.
Of course, it wasn't that long ago that you lost the chairman of Queensland Rail, Philip Strawn, resigned from the position. He had led the review into the organisation a couple of years ago. Are you any closer to announcing who will take on the job as chair?
Well, that's something that we're considering. We want to make sure we're thorough and careful about that. The interim chair, David March, is doing a very good job. He's got a very extensive rail background. But that's something that we're still considering, Craig, and we'll make a decision on that in the future.
You said that passengers make the decision on whether the service is up to scratch or not. The big question that they are asking is when will services be fully restored? Can you put a date on it yet, Mark Bailey?
Craig, we'll be restoring services as quickly as we can when we're absolutely confident about the sustainability of the system. What people want to see is recovery and improvements, and with 1.7 million extra rail trips in the last financial year, we're seeing people coming back into the system, which is a good sign, but we do not, we want to make sure that we're in an absolutely confident position about the sustainability of the timetable, and when we're absolutely clear from that, from Queensland Rail point of view, there'll be an announcement for sure.
Do you want to put a date on it so we can hold it to you?
Look, I know you'd love to hear a date, Craig, but when we're absolutely 100% confident that we've got a sustainable system and that we've got all the resources in there that have recovered from the cuts of the past by the previous government, we'll certainly make that announcement.
Will it happen in 2019?
Well, what we'll see in 2019 is certainly gradual improvements as the system is recovering, Craig. And I think people are seeing it out there on the system. Commuters returning to the system. You know, 1.7 million extra trips in last financial year is, you know, the numbers do not lie there. People are absolutely coming back into the system because we cut fares, because the system's recovering and reliability has returned. But can we make improvements? Absolutely. I want to do that for commuters. Commuters have got a legitimate expectation that it should recover. It is recovering, but we've got to keep doing better.
Do I take that to mean it won't happen in 2019, a full timetable?
Oh, look, I'm confident that we'll get full restoration next year, absolutely, and we'll see gradual improvements on the way there. But when it comes to I do not want to let commuters down, and I'm being cautious about that, and I think that's the right approach to it.
Mark Bailey, appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
He is the Transport and Main Roads Minister, Mark Bailey, and did just say there, full restoration sometime in 2019. So we'll wait and see what happens with the Queensland Rail. He also granted an exemption to this e-scooter company so they could start running these e-scooters in and around Brisbane.